challenge for a league title.
What's up, Tifos? Welcome to another Thursday preview edition of the Charlotte Soccer Show. We are rocking and rolling, getting ready to host San Diego FC, the expansion side. And that was just a debut. You just witnessed the debut of our brand new show, Open, that we spent some time putting together with some new photos that our boy Matt Gesslin has been taking in the matches. So congratulations to you for witnessing that debut. We have a special guest. It's a returnee from Apple TV, Ross Smith, who's going to be calling the game with his partner, Tony Husband, has been kind enough to join us to talk a little bit about San Diego at Charlotte and talk a little bit about where Charlotte FC is as we ride the wave to the top of the standings. Ross, welcome back to Charlotte Soccer Show.
I'm honored to be back, Danny, to get the call again. I feel like it's another cap for me here coming on your show.
I love it. I absolutely love it. That's the right way to think about it for sure. you join Kevin Egan as the first two-timers from Apple. So that's a pretty good company to be in, I have to say.
That is a strong company. I'm a big fan of Kevin as well.
Yeah, it's all about dual citizenship, I guess. Dual citizenship and dual appearances is the way to go. But we are super excited because, as I said, San Diego's coming to town. We've been so sort of focused in our own world here, Charlotte FC, watching ourselves, you know, play scrappy soccer, climb into the top of the table without ever really looking that great consistently. We've had some moments, but San Diego all the way out west has been crushing it. And we don't know that much about San Diego. That's why I brought you in, Ross, because you're the expert. I don't know if you're a total expert on San Diego FC, but you know more than I do. So I can't wait to preview this match with you.
You know what they've become, Danny? They're my second team that I'm immediately going to watch. And so outside of my Saturday, whoever I'm in the broadcast booth for, that's my first game, my second game now. And regardless if I have them on my schedule, I'm turning to watch San Diego. They've been that impressive. And I'm looking forward to seeing them in person because it's one thing, you know, obviously to watch the production. It's another thing when you're taking it all in and they're off the ball. Work that they do. I put it down to, there's a couple of times in my broadcast, I've been doing this since 2012. And there's a couple of monumental times where I take a step back and I think this is different. Atlanta United, when they came in the league, that was different. I was almost, you know, if I had to stand up and applaud while I was sitting on my couch watching games, it was that time of the Atlanta United. Wilfred Nancy, when he came in with Montreal and what he's done with Columbus. And this is another one. To go with it, what San Diego are doing. Mikey Varas, the manager there, it's so impressive. You know, with the style, with the unknown players who are quickly becoming known, there's a lot as a league to be excited about with San Diego, their fan base, but certainly their play. And I'd have to go as far to say this is probably the toughest test for Dean Smith so far this season.
Yeah, and that's interesting that you can – I feel like you can legitimately say that, and you're including that against a trip to play at Inter Miami, you know, who are the defending record point getters, and they didn't have Messi that night, and we didn't come away with any points, but it was a tough test, yeah, for sure. And it's interesting to hear you say that they become your second team to watch comparison to the Miggy and Joseph Atlanta United – squad and things like that. That's high praise. That Almiron and Joseph Martinez kind of got me into MLS really for real. Yep. Like I always sort of flirted with the league, but I was like, yeah, you know, European soccer's better. And when I started watching that that Atlanta United team, it was when that really drew me in, and I was like, I'm locking into MLS from now on. So any team that can compare to the heights that team hit, I think is pretty darn good. I put this little graphic together, and I don't expect you to know in depth about who every single one of these guys are, but we really like, there's a good chance that most Charlotte FC fans, the casual fan, and I'm pretty hardcore, and even I don't know really who a ton of these guys are. There's a couple names that pop out, you know, Chucky Lozano, Irving Lozano there on the left wing. This is this is how they line up in their last match, and it's basically how they've been lining up. Luca Della Torre, obviously a U.S. men's national player. People are going to be familiar with him. But, and you know, if you are a longtime MLS watcher, you probably know who Anibal Godoy is, you know, the former Nashville, former everywhere kind of player. But there's some other guys in this. Anders Dreyer and, you know, this guy Tverskov have been really two of their most impressive players. What have you seen when you got that side eye, that second screen on San Diego all season long?
Yeah, Zverikov right away, Danny. And I think that you could talk about Chucky Luzano and the big signing. He's been injured for a bit, had a great comeback game, really, against Seattle, 2 assists and a goal against Seattle a couple matches ago. But Zverikov, for me, is the big reason why Mike Yvarez can do what he wants to do, which is be able to break teams down, be good on the ball, to play out under pressure. Zverikov is brilliant. And I know it, you know, and I know we were chatting about before where MVPs of a team, of a season, you know, they often go to the goal scorers, the assists, creators. Zverikov right now, for me, needs to be in that conversation for what he does on the ball. He's brilliant. And he's simply brilliant as well. I think we're in a modern game where you want to talk about pace, power, athleticism in players. This guy is on another level in terms of what he sees. Simplicity of the game, his passing lines that he pulls off, it's brilliant. You mentioned Anders Dreyer as well. 3 goals, 3 assists. You know, he's another player that I think has surprised a lot of people. What he's done, provided when Chucky Lozano has been injured, Dreyer has really stepped forward. So, you know, those two players, I know you brought them up, but, you know, for me, they're really standing out right now consistently for this team. De La Torre, he's been brilliant as well. But, I mean, those two, they're something else.
Yeah. And Dean Smith mentioned he was a little bit familiar with Patty McNair also today.
Yeah.
With some experience over on the other side. And you look and where they're at the table. San Diego's right there, top 7 in the table, you know, 14 points, just a couple off the pace of what Charlotte is setting at third. So this is a big showdown. This is a massive match at Bank of America Stadium, the Fortress. I labeled it San Diego Storms, the Fortress. And the good news is that we are expecting to have Wilfred Zaha back. Dean Smith's that's another thing he said today, is that Zaha, with the finger issue, returned to training today. And assuming all goes well, he should be good to go. Charlotte does have some issues on the back line. I think that is going to be something that we're going to be watching for the final training. I know you're planning to stop by Friday training as we tape this on a Thursday afternoon to sort of – I think the big update might be what's going to be with Nathan Byrne, because I do feel Charlotte's defense is a little bit thin. You talk about a lot of attacking skill and firepower that San Diego's bringing. We don't really want to face that with a makeshift back line.
No. And Tim Ream's going to be another one when I get down the training tomorrow, just to see how he's doing, if he's going to be back. That experience, I think, is massive as well. Of course, Nathan Byrne and what he offers just is from the outset, his skill set, but his experience will be important as well. I always think experience is so important, especially against a team like San Diego, where there's so much movement going around. And having a player with a voice who's used to using their voice to be able to direct is hugely important. So for those two players, I know Dean Smith, I was listening in to that press conference as well. Nathan Byrne, it sounds like he has an issue with his neck, you know, is an issue. So, of course, that would be a huge lift, you know, going down to training tomorrow to see if those faces are actually on the training ground. You know, right the way, you know, in the middle too with Westwood and what's Dean Smith going to do in there, partner beside Westwood. And, you know, you imagine it's going to be Bronico, but the system then, is he going to be Gianni in there, or will he stick with Pep Biel moving into number 10? So a 4-2-3-1, you know, there's a lot that I'm looking forward to seeing on the training ground tomorrow.
Yeah. Here's how they lined up against Montreal. With if you put Zaha in for Vargas, basically you can assume this is how Dean would like to line up again. I think Bronico, even though you could get more defensive to sort of shut down Zverikov, as you mentioned, with a guy like Gianni or perhaps Eric Williamson there in that spot, Bronico just demands to be played. It's really tough to pull Bronico out of the lineup. And I think at this point, you know, that he was dropped for the first match of the year, and it was really tough going against Seattle, and he has not been dropped since. So, I do wonder. The one thing Dean Smith said, you know, we keep referencing this press conference, but the one thing he said that really stuck out to me was that if we don't have Nathan Byrne, we don't just plug someone in and ask them to do what Nathan does, because Nathan is such a unique player. He's like, we have to actually change our tactics. We have to change our whole approach to the game if we don't have Nathan Burns. So presumably we're looking at a guy like Nick Scardina, who really has a lot of next pro experience over the last few years and is sort of being groomed to fill that spot. It's going to be probably be Nick Scardina's time to step up and shine. If Dean sounded to me more a little hopeful, more like, you know, he was trying to will Nathan Burns' health back into existence so than it actually seemed to be from what he was hearing from the doctors. I also liked how he busted out a little bit of Cockney rhyming slang. He said, yeah, Nathan Burns, he's got a bit of a Gregory Peck. And everyone's like, what? And he's like, his neck. He's got a Gregory Peck. It's his neck. And people, you know, that's a whole other episode we could do on Cockney rhyming slang. I'm sure you're familiar, Ross. But the thing that Charlotte can do, hopefully, is just use its is outscore San Diego. You know, if San Diego's, we may not be able to shut them down, but we can hopefully outscore them. That gets me to Pep Biel. And I want to play something that one of your colleagues, one of your new colleagues, Dax McCarty, said the other night on MLS. Forgive me if we're not remembering if this is wrap up or 360, they all blend together, but this perked up a lot of ears in Charlotte when we heard this.
Dax McCarty, tell the folks at home what you just said a second ago.
Oh. We need to be talking about Pep Biel as an MVP candidate. As we watch this goal back right here, it's too unselfish in this moment. He's fortunate the ball bounces back to him, but then he just thinks, why not? With that magical left foot, let me have a dig.
It's shooting through bodies, though. It's so smart
by Pep
Biel.
It's so hard for the keeper to see that ball. But Pep Biel, he's so unselfish in this first moment. We actually thought he should have shot it. But he has proven to be one of the best chance creators in MLS so far this year. He needs to be talked about in the MVP conversation at this point in time.
It's a wonderful point you make.
8 games, 8 goal contributions. Do you agree that he's put himself in that MVP conversation?
He needs to be. And I think coming into this season, to be honest with you, Danny, let me go back. When Pep Biel, when his stay in Charlotte was extended, I was surprised because I was disappointed with Pep Biel last season. And I thought, you know, Dean Smith is really switched on. And the decisions that he's made since becoming manager of Charlotte, since coming across to the U.S., you know, it's been really astute. And I thought that seemed to be a miss. And Pep Biel, you know, I called the game Orlando when Charlotte's season, you know, finished off. And I thought Pep Biel was absent for most of it. It was hugely disappointing. He's been completely different. And moving to that number 10 position, it was interesting. Dean Smith mentioned that the sporting director of Tottenham Hotspurs, and he said he's close with him. I'm just blanking on the name right now. But, you know, that extra bit of insight, I wonder how much Dean Smith along the way, of course you have video on players nowadays and everything, but you really need to know what the player is all about on the training ground. So Dean Smith, you know, must have seen something in training. He must have had enough information on the background of Pep Biel to say, he's going to come good. Let's put him at the number 10. He's going to come good. And he has certainly done that. And I can't believe coming into this season, I thought we'd talk about Zaha, Patrick Adjiman, Abada. I thought we'd be talking about those guys as the main feature. It's Pep Biel. He's been sensational. And I agree with Dax McCarty. He's got to be, you know, top three, top five players right now in the league.
Yeah, we call him the Magician of Mecklenburg. He was known as the Magician of Copenhagen, I think, back when he was in the Danish league. And we love him. People are falling in love with him every week. They're getting to know more of what this guy's all about. And, like, you know how soccer fans, you produce, we're going to love you. And when someone posed that question to Dean today, they said, what has surprised you the most about Pep? And he just said the production. You score goals, you create assists. And that's what gets you results. I mean, Charlotte, as I kind of alluded to, Charlotte FC hasn't really played as well as you would think for a club that's up there at top three in points in the table in the league, because they don't have the sort of expected wins when you look at advanced analytics and things like that. And they've really yet to really put a full good 90 minutes. They usually either have like one good half, or either the first half is really good or the second half is really good. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah.
And what are you looking to see on Saturday night when you're calling this game?
Yeah, exactly. It's almost a surprise, you know, and that's of no knock on what Charlotte have done, but, you know, they just have flown under the radar. They've continued to pick up their results. And that's without them hitting top gear. And you have to think at some point they are, which credit to them right now. And what they have, first and foremost, the base of their structure, they're hard-nosed, they're committed. You know, Dean Smith has all that, which you can't just brush that aside as a formality for all teams. Not a lot of teams have what Charlotte have with Dean Smith and the collective. But then you also have that ability going forward. And all you need now on top of Pep Biel is one of that front three, if it's, you know, going to be Abada, Zaha, and Adjiman, you know, they catch fire, all of a sudden it really shoots them forward. But they deserve to be. When you do break it down, and where I say it's a surprise to see them, you know, top of the table in that top group, you know, when you really do look at it, you think, okay, I can understand that. And they may not have the goal score like Diego Rossi for Columbus, Brian White for Vancouver, but they start to get that. And I think you start then grabbing the headlines so much more.
Yeah, I think this is a huge match against San Diego coming up as far as a prove-it match. I do think it would have been nice. Montreal, not really a very good team, one of the worst teams in the league. It would have been nice to punish them a little bit more,
yeah,
even knowing that it was their home opener, and even knowing that that they had a lot to play for and that we never win in Canada. I do think I would have liked to see a little bit more of a domination there. I don't know if you feel the same.
Yeah, it's tough. I think Dean Smith is one of the best managers in this league at nullifying an opposition. And the amount of broadcast calls, Danny, that we sit on and the manager, we say, how are you going to adjust? And we present them a couple problems of the other team. And they say, we just worry about ourselves. I think that's great. But not every team can just worry about themselves. There's a couple like Columbus I've already mentioned. They can just worry about themselves. Mm-hmm. Not every team can do that. And I think Dean Smith, and I mentioned, if I get back to Columbus, Dean Smith has probably done one of the best jobs in the league countering what Columbus can offer. It's impressive the tactics that he's been able to put out, to the point Wilfred Nancy has actually said to us before. He said that they've done stuff to us that none of the teams have done. So get to Montreal. I think Dean Smith knows how to go in there and get a result rather than, right, do we risk it in these certain areas? Look, this will get us the result. I know how to get us the result. It'll be scrappy, but first road win of the season, let's go and put that marker down. Then we'll worry about being a little bit more attractive further on in the season.
Yeah, and he did the it's easy to do this sell like after you win. He's like, oh, I love, in his post game, he's like, I love a 1-0. It just shows so much character. I love a 1-0 on the road. Everyone loves a 1-0 on the road after it's over. You don't always so much love it while you're doing it, and you know, Christian Kleen is having to make diving saves in the box in the 90th minute. But it definitely love the fact that you're shouting out Columbus there. I popped up that league table one more time just because Charlotte plays Columbus twice, I believe, in the next 6-7 weeks. They, after San Diego and New England at home, the next two matches, we go to Columbus, and then three and a half weeks later, Columbus comes here. So by May 24th, Charlotte and Columbus season series will be over, and how this table looks after those two games, I think, is going to be very significant for the East.
Yeah, we're actually going to be covering that game in Columbus. You know, and that's another one. Again, when we get Charlotte games, and my broadcast partner, Tony Husband, we, you know, rub our hands together. That's a great fixture to get. That one against Columbus at Columbus. Yeah, it's going to be something else. And I bet Wilfred Nancy as well, just the respect he has for Dean Smith. I mean, there's going to be a lot in it. There's going to be a lot in between what Dean Smith is going to hash out to figure out and nullify Columbus, but then utilize their strength. And, you know, I just think, I know we're not previewing that, but Patrick Adjiman, I know he's not scoring the goals right now. He is a handful. And, you know, I think what he can do, whether Columbus going up against this San Diego back line, you know, that's another ace in his back pocket that really hasn't taken off so far this year as much as everybody had hoped, but he still does so much for the team. And I think he's a problem for the likes of Columbus. There's no defenders across the league who want to come up against Patrick Adjiman right now.
Yeah, we've heard Dean Smith say that many times, and I think that's why Patrick, we've heard Callum Williams, another one of your Apple counterparts, who came on and said, Adjiman doesn't have to score goals to be great, to make his manager happy, because he occupies those center backs. But hey, maybe we'll bring you back. Maybe we'll make you the first three-time man on Charlotte Soccer Show history ahead of that Columbus game.
I need something, Danny, like being on your show. I need some, you know, something to be able to hang on my wall, like a ribbon.
Yeah,
or
yeah, exactly. Well, we made some t-shirts last year. We need to make some t-shirts this year. When we make them, I will definitely make sure we get one to you. Cannot wait to hear your call of the game. Safe travels to Charlotte. Enjoy training tomorrow. Go down, maybe go, I don't know exactly where you're staying, go down, get some Brakeman's Coffee and Matthews just down the street from the training facility there.
That, oh, right. That's I don't know that. To you.
Okay, and, Brakeman's very coffee. Vibey little coffee shop about 10 minutes awesome. Drive down the road from the training facility.
We'll and, go there before. Yeah.
Have a great game. Thank you so much for coming on. And we like to say, I'm going to have you send us out if you don't mind. We say Charlotte Soccer Show, it's for the crown, baby.
Charlotte Soccer Show, it's for the crown, baby.